This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know who's running protocol for the government of the United States right now, but one does wonder who decided it was a good idea to have the Pope, about whom more later, in town at the same time as the leader of the world's second biggest economy decides to swing by. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Seattle, the first stop of a seven-day state visit. He's in Washington later this week, but starts today meeting with CEOs of some of America's biggest companies, Silicon Valley included. We got our China correspondent Rob Schmitz on the line from Shanghai to talk things over. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So let me flip this a little bit. Xi Jinping is here. I want to get the perspective of American businesses trying to get by over in China. What are they seeing as this trip starts to happen?
Well, you know, gone are the days when China's government actively courted U.S. companies to set up shop here in China. You know, these days, there are all sorts of challenges for U.S. companies doing business here. You've got China's government putting more weight behind domestic companies, creating what many think is an unfair playing field. You've got more demands from local partners to transfer technology and intellectual property to Chinese companies. And now Xi Jinping's government is requiring U.S. tech companies to sign what it calls a pledge of compliance in order to continue to do business here in China. That'll require companies like Apple to hand over user data and even some intellectual property to the Chinese. So on the one hand, U.S. companies are making more than they've ever made here in China, but the cost of doing business in China has never been so high.
All right, so lay odds for me here for a second. President Xi is stopping in Seattle. He's going to have a big business roundtable. Former Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson is going to be there. A lot of high-profile CEOs. Lay odds that they're going to bring up any of this stuff with him.
Well, see, that's, I think, the tricky thing. You know, these companies are making so much money in China that it makes it difficult for them to be candid at events like this. You know, for example, just 6 years ago, Apple made only 2% of its revenue inside of China. Today, the company makes a quarter of all its revenue there, $46 billion so far this year. So talking about obstacles to doing business in China is difficult when these companies are making more than they've ever made here. Most people I've spoken to, while they're pleased that foreign companies are making bigger profits in China, they don't have much hope that it'll become any easier for American companies to do business in China anytime soon.
Give me the street level perspective here for a minute. Given all the, shall we say, ups and downs in the Chinese economy the past, I don't know, 6-8 weeks, how's this playing on the street? What's the China Daily, the state media, saying about this trip?
Well, of course, the state media is gushing over this trip, saying that this is going to be an opportunity for Xi Jinping to show the United States that China is an equal, not only economically, but militarily. And I think for Xi Jinping, he's been able to attract a very big group of heads of companies to come to one of his first events in his first city that he arrives to show his own countrymen that, look, we're important. You know, these companies consider us a very important market, and we're crucial for their business.
And the people riding all those motor scooters that clog the traffic in Shanghai, and the people walking on the street, and all those people that you see day to day, what about them?
I think for the most part, normal everyday Chinese aren't going to be paying too much attention to this visit. You know, politics is largely kind of a separate thing that many people don't see as part of their own lives. But here's the thing, you know, you've got these products that I think American companies make, you know, they do connect with that, you know, because you've got more and more people who are buying Apple products and other American products. And so I think that, you know, when we see the coverage on state media, and we're going to see a lot of it in the coming days, I think that they will connect with that kind of thing.
Rob Schmitz, our correspondent in Shanghai. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Kai.